This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and of all the possible get-rich-quick schemes you could involve yourself in, I'm betting you would stop short of serial killing. Yes, even if it meant you'd be aiding the advancement of science. But that's not the case for everybody. Take William Burke and William Hare, two Irish immigrants who ran a boarding house in Edinburgh, Scotland, and killed at least 15 people during a 10-month period across 1827 and 1828. And we're not trying to aggrandize serial murders here, but they made a small fortune doing it. Burke and Hare had no criminal records before they got into the murdering business. Burke was a cobbler, and Hare a laborer who owned a lodging house with his wife. When a boarder who owed the Hares a good deal of back rent died one day in November 1827, Hare complained to his friend Burke. The two decided that the best way to recoup Hare's financial loss was to sell the man's corpse to an anatomy professor at the University of Edinburgh. Anatomy research was a booming business in Edinburgh in the early 1800s, and though many human dissections were conducted every day in the city, human remains were hard to come by. Grave robbing was frowned upon, but anatomists were only technically allowed to study the bodies of deceased prisoners, suicide victims, orphans, and abandoned children. So Edinburgh's underbelly was crawling with body snatchers. Since the demand was high for cadavers and the supply relatively low, many anatomists used the services of so-called resurrection men to fill their human corpse requirements. Resurrection men were folks who made a business of body snatching or clandestinely removing a body from a burial site. There was no law against digging up a dead body and selling it, since the dead didn't officially belong to anyone. Oh, what an innocent time. But the general public was perhaps understandably dismayed by this practice. In addition to the living's emotional attachment to loved ones' remains, at the time, many Christians were concerned that the dissection of bodies after death would prevent the deceased from rising during the final judgment. However, anatomists, desperate for cadavers, were willing to pay good money for bodies, sometimes in terrible condition, without asking questions about where those bodies came from. A doctor and anatomist named Robert Knox was a popular lecturer at the University of Edinburgh when Burke and Hare came to him with that first cadaver from the boarding house. Knox paid them £7.10 for the body. In today's money, that's almost £750, or over $950 American dollars, and was almost double what the dead man owed Hare in back rent. The body was pretty fresh, which pleased Knox, and he was even more pleased a few months later with the body of Burke and Hare's first murder victim. She was a lodger who fell ill with fever in the boarding house. Perhaps worried that her illness would mean bad business for the boarding house, or perhaps looking to make a quick buck, the two men suffocated her. Knox paid them £10, that's $13 for that cadaver, worth over £1,000 or $1,300 today. Over the course of the next year, Knox bought a total of 16 bodies from the pair, mostly women. Most of their victims were killed, likely with the knowledge of the murderers' wives, by plying them with whiskey and then suffocating them. Burke and Hare preyed on people who were poor and alone or disabled. During the eventual trial, the three victims named in the indictment were a mentally disabled young man, a young woman reputed to be a prostitute, and their final victim, the one who got them caught, a middle-aged Irish woman named Margaret Docherty, reportedly in Edinburgh searching for her missing son. Burke and Hare were discovered by a couple staying in Hare's boarding house. They saw the two men drinking with the woman in the evening, and the next morning she had disappeared. They found her body packed in straw under a bed, ready to be taken to Knox. After the couple alerted the police, the authorities raided Knox's cadavers and found the woman's body among them. In the trial, Hare testified against Burke, and he and his wife were released. Burke's wife was also released, but Burke was executed. Knox was exonerated of all charges because Burke testified that Knox didn't know about the provenance of the bodies he was buying. The case was extremely high profile, and along with other murder cases, including copycat crimes, it led to the passing of the Anatomy Act of 1832. This controversial legislation opened up anatomists' options. Any donated body could now be dissected. But with dissection still considered a sort of desecration, the only people who considered such a donation tended to be those in poverty. The act, therefore, shifted dissection from being a sort of secondary punishment for criminals after execution to being a sort of punishment for not having the family or funds to provide for yourself after death, and led to riots at the Cambridge Medical School. Though attitudes and laws have changed since then, the issue of the ownership, transfer, and treatment of the dead is definitely still under discussion. Today's episode was written by Jessalyn Shields and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other grave topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit-tested for all-day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
Not
to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.